Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名讲话。
This evening we will study the topic, He is our peace for our mutual edification.
我们今晚会学习他是我们的平安作为我们的互相勉励。
Last week I saw an article on the internet.
上个礼拜我从互联网上面见到一篇的文章。
It was about some psychologists who had carried out a survey.
它是关于有些心理学家他们进行一个的研究。
And they studied two groups of people to see how they coped with stress in their lives.
他们研究两班人，看看他们怎样来到在生活里面面对压力。
And the people were from similar backgrounds.
这些人都有类似的背景。
But the main difference was that half of them followed a religion.
但主要的分别是一半的人其实他自己有宗教信仰。
But the other half did not have any religion.
而另外一半他们没有宗教信仰。
And the psychologists found that the people who had a faith said they had less stress.
心理学家发现有宗教信仰的人他们会比较少的压力。
Or they were able to manage their stress better.
或者他们可以管理他们的压力好一点。
And the conclusion was that having some form of religion helps one to deal with stress.
这个结论就是说如果有信仰的话能够帮一个人去解决压力的问题。
And it helped those people to deal with the pressures of everyday life.
也都能够帮助他们去面对每一天所拥有的压力。
And in general, they were happier and more peaceful.
而总括来说他们是会比较平安也都比较喜乐。
I'm sure that we can all agree with this.
我相信我们大家都同意这一点的。
Perhaps one of the reasons why we believe in Jesus is because we are looking for peace.
或许我们会相信主耶稣的原因是因为我们会寻求平安。
And perhaps we come to church to seek comfort and guidance from God.
或者我们来到教会是为了要寻求神的安慰和带领。
For we know that only He has the power to give us peace and happiness.
因为我们知道只有祂能够有这个能力赐给我们平安和喜乐。
We all know that peace is important in our lives.
我们知道平安对我们的生命都很重要。
People often say, peace be with you.
人经常会说愿你有平安。
Or they say, peace as a greeting.
或者他们在问候的时候都会说平安。
When we write a greeting card or a letter,
当我们写一张卡或者写一封信的时候
We often write things like wishing you peace and happiness.
我们经常都会写到希望你有平安和喜乐。
Or we might write, may the peace of God be with you.
或者我们会写愿神的平安与你同在。
But what is peace?
究竟平安是什么呢？
It is a word that we all know.
这个是我们很熟悉的字眼。
But it can mean so many things.
但它可以表达很多的意思。
The dictionary definition of peace is...
字典入面平安的定义是
It is a feeling of tranquility and calm.
是一种平安稳定的感觉。
It is freedom from oppressive thoughts or emotions.
是一种没压迫性或者情绪的感觉。
Peace is a state of security.
也是一种安全的感觉。
Our peace is harmony in our personal relations.
或者是跟人的关系里面都非常的和谐。
So I'm sure that all of usdesire this kind of peace in our lives.
我相信每个人都很渴望有这种平安在我们生活里面。
Why is peace so important to people?
那为什么平安对人来说是这么重要呢？
We all know that human life is full of difficulties.
我们知道人的生命里面都充满着困难。
And Job described this very well.
然后
Job.
约伯他对这件事的解释非常的圆满。
Let's turn to Job, the book of Job.
我们请看约伯记
Job chapter 14.
约伯记的第十四章。
Job chapter 14. Job chapter 14 verses 1 to 2.
约伯记第十四章第一到第二节。约伯记第十四章第一到第二节第一节。人为妇人所生，日子短小，多有患难，出来如花，又被割下，飞去如影，不能存留。
Here it says that any man born of woman is a few days and full of trouble.
这里讲到人为妇人所生，日子短小，多有患难。
It says that we only have a short time on earth.
这里讲到我们在世界上的时间只有很短暂。
But that time is full of trouble.
但呢個時間入邊，佢係充滿住苦難。
And it is full of suffering.
亦都充滿住好多嘅受苦。
So every day we face these physical problems.
所以每日我哋都受到實際嘅困難。
But in addition, we face mental and emotional problems as well.
但同樣我哋都受到情緒上面或者精神上面嘅困難。
And King David describes this well in his Psalms.
大衛王佢喺詩篇入邊將呢件事解釋得好好。
Let's turn to Psalms.
我哋請睇詩篇。
Psalms 6。
詩篇第六篇。
Psalms chapter 6。
詩篇六篇。
And let's look at verse 2 and 3。
第二到第三節，詩篇第六篇第二節。耶和華哦，求你可憐我，因為我軟弱。耶和華哦，求你醫治我，因為我的骨頭發顫，我心也大大地驚惶。耶和華哦，你要到幾時才救我呢？
And let's look at verses 6 and 7。
我哋夠睇第六同埋第七節。第六節，我因哀哼而困乏，我每夜流淚，把床褥飄起，把褥子濕透，我因憂愁，眼睛乾涸，又因我一切的敵人眼睛昏花。
So here, David cannot even find peace in his sleep.
在大衛王睡覺的時候，他都不能夠得到平安。
Even when he should be resting.
雖然他是應該休息的。
But his mind is full of these emotional and mental pressures.
但他的思想裡面是充滿著這些情緒上面或者是思想上面的困難。
I'm sure we have all had this experience.
我相信我們每個人都有這種的經驗。
When we cannot sleep because of all our worries.
當我們因為很多的煩惱的時候，我們睡不著覺。
I mean, all we want to do is just have some peace to close our eyes and have a rest.
我們想要的只是能夠得到一些的平安，然後合埋眼睡一陣。
But how can we get this kind of peace?
但我們怎樣能夠得到這種的平安呢？
All of us have our own crosses to bear.
我們每個人都有自己要背的十字架。
Our problems may be different.
我們的問題可能都不一樣。
But yet we all desire the same outcome.
但我們每個人都想要同樣的結果。
And that is to have peace.
就是需要有平安。
To be free of our troubles.
是令到我們解決我們的困難。
To be able to manage them.
能夠去管理他們。
And the Lord understood this very well.
而主耶穌佢係好明白呢一個困難。
And He left an answer for us.
佢俾咗我哋一個嘅答案。
Let's turn to John.
我哋請睇約翰福音。
John chapter 14.
約翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14.
約翰福音第十四章。
Verse 27.
27節。
John chapter 14 verse 27.
約翰福音第十四章二十七節。
Here Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid."
二十七節，我留下平安給你們，我將我的平安賜給你們。我所賜的不像世人所賜的，你們心裡不要憂愁，也不要膽怯。
Jesus knew that he would soon return to his heavenly Father.
耶稣知道他就很快就会回去天父那里。
And he would no longer be in the world with his disciples.
他都不会再在世界上面跟他的门徒在一起。
Up to now, they had followed Jesus.
去到现在为止，他都跟随主耶稣。
They had seen him every day.
他们每天都见到他。
And heard his words every day.
也都听他的说话每一天。
Jesus was there to protect and guide them.
耶稣在那里保护他们，带领他们。
And they could turn to him at any moment.
他们可以寻求他在每一个时间里面。
And he would be there for them.
而他都在那里来到给他们允许。
When the disciples didn't know what to do,
当这些门徒不知道怎样做的时候，
they could ask Jesus.
他们能够问主耶稣。
And he would answer them straight away.
而他会直接地告诉他们。
But soon the Lord would ascend to heaven.
但很快主耶稣就要升天了。
And he would leave them all alone in the world.
他就会留下他们独自在这个世界上面。
The Lord knew that they would be lost and helpless without him.
主耶稣知道当没有他的时候，他们会迷失，也都会
helpless.
还有会觉得很无助。
So he comforted and encouraged his disciples.
所以他安慰他们，也都鼓励他们。
And let's turn to John chapter 14.
我哋请睇约翰福音第十四章。
Verse 15 to 20.
第十五至二十节。
So here we can see the words of Jesus.
我哋能够见到主耶稣嘅说话。
John chapter 14 verses 15 to 20.
约翰福音十四章十五到二十节。 你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。还有不多的时候，世人不可再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
So here, Jesus told the disciples.
喺度，主耶稣话俾门徒知。
When he left them all alone.
当佢留低佢哋独自喺世界。
They would not be as orphans. They would not be.
佢哋唔会好似孤儿一样。
Because God would send the Holy Spirit in place of Jesus.
因为神会用圣灵嚟代替主耶稣赐俾佢哋。
And by relying on the Holy Spirit.
而佢哋信靠圣灵嘅话。
The disciples would receive peace.
这些门徒就会得到平安。
Certainly, they would have to face many trials and pressures.
当然，他们会面对很多的试炼或者是困难。
They might even suffer and be put to death.
或者他们会受苦或者是置于死的地步。
But in Jesus, they would find peace.
但在主耶稣里面，他们会得到平安。
So where does our peace come from?
那我们的平安究竟是哪里来的呢?
It is from the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个是从主耶稣那里来的。
He is our peace.
他是我们的平安。
And the Lord Jesus is our source of peace in this world.
主耶稣是我们在世上里面平安的来源。
Why is Jesus able to bring us peace?
为什么主耶稣能够给我们平安呢?
Let's turn to John.
我请看约翰福音。
John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章。
John chapter 16 verse 33.
十六章三十三节。约翰福音第十六章第三十三节，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
Here Jesus said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace.
这里讲到主耶稣说，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。
He said, in this world you will have trouble.
他说在这个世界上你们有苦难。
But take heart.
但是放心
Because you will have peace in me.
因为你们会在我里面得到平安。
The Lord Jesus knows that we have to suffer in this world.
耶稣知道我们在世界上要受苦。
For he himself has suffered and been weak.
因为他自己都曾经受苦软弱过。
Just as we are weak.
就好像我们是软弱一样。
He was also tempted and troubled.
他也都曾经受过试探，也都面对困难。
And he prayed to God for help.
他都向神来求助。
In the Garden of Gethsemane,
在客西马尼园里面
he prayed desperately to God three times.
他很迫切地向神祷告三次
For he knew that he would face death on the cross.
因为他知道他要面对十字架上面的死亡
So Jesus asked God to give him some peace.
所以主耶稣叫天父来赐他一些平安
He himself knows what it was like to need peace.
他自己知道为什么需要平安的原因。
And he knows that we need peace to overcome the troubles of this world.
他都知道我们需要平安去胜过世界上面的苦难。
That is why he specially told his disciples that he would bring them peace.
所以他特别讲给他门徒知，他会带给他们平安。
And so he told them not to be troubled.
所以叫他们不要愁烦。
For he has overcome the world.
因为他已经胜过世界了。
And because of his sacrifice.
因为他的牺牲。
All those who follow in him can share his blessing.
所有跟从他的能够得到祝福。
And all those who follow him can get peace.
所有跟从他的都能够得到平安。
There is a hymn that says, He is our peace.
有一首诗歌这么讲，他是我们的平安。
He has broken down every wall.
他拆毁所有的墙。
He is our peace.
他是我们的平安
He is our peace.
他是我们的平安
Cast all your cares on him.
将我们所有的忧虑卸给他
For he cares for you.
因为他关心我们
The wall that Jesus broke down is the wall between God and man.
耶稣所拆毁的墙就是这个阻隔人和神之间的墙
And it was the wall of man's sin compared to the holiness of God.
这个墙就是讲到人的罪来到比较在神的圣洁
In the Old Testament times,
在旧约的时代
only the chief priest could go into the temple once a year.
只有大祭司可以一年入去至圣所一次。
And he would enter the Holy of Holies to offer sacrifices.
他会进入去至圣所入边嚟到献祭。
He offered sacrifices for the sins of the Israelites.
他为咗以色列百姓嘅罪嚟到献祭。
But the Israelites could not go to God directly.
但以色列百姓却系唔能够直接去到神嘅面前。
In the New Testament, when Jesus died on the cross,
在新約的時代，當主耶穌被釘在十字架死了之後，
He became the ultimate sacrifice.
他變成最完美的獻祭。
Let's look at Hebrews.
去稱得希伯來書。
Hebrews.
希伯來書。
Chapter 10.
希伯來書第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯來書十章。
Verses 19 to 23.
十九到二十三節。希伯来书第十章十九到二十三节，第十九节，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是藉着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致动摇，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
So here tells us that through the death of Jesus,
又讲到通过主耶稣的离世，
We are able to come before God directly.
我们能够去到神的面前直接地去到，
And we can appeal directly to God.
我们能够直接向神来到分数，
And receive His blessings.
同埋得到佢嘅祝福。
And therefore, we can have confidence to draw near to God.
所以我哋能够好有信心咁嚟到亲近神。
For we know that we will see God.
因为我哋知道我哋能够亲眼见到神。
And let's turn to Hebrews.
我哋再睇希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 4.
第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。
Verses 14 to 16.
十四到十六节。
Verses 14 to 16.
十四到十六节，希伯来书第四章十四到十六节，第十四节，我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道，因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得怜恤蒙恩惠作随时的帮助。
So here tells us Jesus can bring us peace.
又讲到耶稣能够带给我们平安。
Because he has broken that wall between God and us.
因为他已经拆毁了神和我们之间的墙。
Therefore, when we call on the name of Jesus,
所以当我们呼求主耶稣的名的时候，
we can approach the throne of grace with confidence.
我们可以去到施恩的宝座前，很勇敢的去到。
And we can receive mercy and grace to help us in our time of need.
而我们能够在需要的时候得到怜悯和恩典。
So therefore, we can only obtain real peace by going through the Lord Jesus.
所以我们能够通过主耶稣入面得到真正的平安。
Of course, we all wish to be at peace.
当然我们每个人都想要有平安。
And we know that we can ask the Lord to give us peace.
而我们都知道可以从主耶稣那里求平安。
But why are we still often troubled?
但为什么我们经常都遇到困难呢？
And why do we often feel stressed?
为什么我们经常都觉得很有压力呢？
Or feel that we do not have peace?
或者觉得我们都没有平安呢？
One of the reasons why
有一个原因是
is that perhaps we cannot obtain peace because of our sins.
可能是因为我们有罪，所以我们不能够得到平安。
Human beings desire peace in this world.
人类是追求在世上有平安。
Sometimes they cannot obtain peace.
有时候他们不能够得到平安。
Because their sins are an obstacle for them.
因为罪恶成为他们的障碍。
Let's look at Isaiah.
我们请看以赛亚书。
Isaiah chapter 48.
以赛亚书第四十八章。
Isaiah chapter 48.
以赛亚书第四十八章。
Isaiah chapter 48, verse 22.
以赛亚书四十八章第二十二节。
Here it says, "There is no peace," says the Lord, "for the wicked."
耶和华讲到恶人系唔会得到平安。
As long as people sin and offend God.
如果人嚟到犯罪得罪神。
They cannot find peace.
他们不能够找到平安。
Let's also turn to Romans.
我们请再看罗马书。
Romans chapter 3.
第三章。
Romans chapter 3 verses 10 to 18.
罗马书第三章十到十八节。
Romans chapter 3 verses 10 to 18.
罗马书第三章十到十八节。第十节，就如经上所记，没有义人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用。没有行善的，连一个也没有，他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓，他们用舌头弄诡诈，嘴唇里有毒蛇的毒气，满口是咒骂苦毒，经杀人流血，他们的脚飞跑，所经过的路便行残害暴虐的事，平安的路他们未曾知道，他们眼中不怕神。
Here tells us that those with sin do not have peace.
这里讲到有罪的人，他们不会有平安。
Not only do they not have peace,
不单止他们没有平安，
but they cannot even understand what peace is.
他们都不能够明白究竟平安是什么。
Peace comes from the Lord.
平安是从神而来。
But when they sin, they fall far from God.
但当他们犯罪的时候，他们离神却是很远。
So they cannot gain what is good from God.
所以他们不能够从神那里得到好的东西。
We can see Romans.
可以请得罗马书。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章。
Romans chapter 8 verses 5 to 8.
罗马书八章第五至第八节。
Romans chapter 8 verses 5 to 8.
罗马书八章第五到第八节，第五节，因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法，也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜悦。
So here, especially in verse 6,
所以特别在第六节讲到，
it tells us that the mind of a sinful man is death.
这个罪的人的，有罪的人的思想是死亡。
But the mind that is controlled by the Spirit is life and peace.
但如果是体贴圣灵的话，他就得到平安。
So therefore, if we have sins,
所以如果我们有罪的话，
we cannot obtain peace.
我们不能够得到平安。
So until we turn our minds to the Spirit,
直至我们将我们的思想放在属灵的事上面，
then we will obtain peace.
那时候我们就会得到平安了。
So we cannot obtain anything good from God as long as we have sin within us.
如果我们有罪在我们里面的话，我们就不能够在神那里得到任何的好处。
And until we repent and turn back to God, then we will receive peace.
直至我们悔改归向神那里，我们就会得到平安了。
Therefore, to gain peace,
所以如果我们要得到平安，
we have to examine ourselves and our wrongdoings.
我们要反省自己和自己错误的行为。
We have to change ourselves.
我们要改变自己。
To become a righteous person.
去成为一个义人。
For peace only comes to the righteous.
因为平安只会赏赐给义人。
And that it tells us that in Psalms.
这个是在诗篇里面讲给我们知。
Let's turn to Psalm 85.
我们请得诗篇第85篇。
Psalm 85.
诗篇的第85篇。
85 verses 10 to 11.
十至十一节。
Psalm 85 verses 10 to 11.
诗篇八十五篇第十到十一节。第十节，慈爱和诚实彼此相遇，公义和平安彼此相亲。诚实从地而生，公义从天而现。
So here it tells us that peace is only paired with righteousness.
你讲到慈爱系同诚实嚟到，公义系同平安嚟到相遇嘅。
And it also tells us in Psalms that a righteous person will find peace and prosperity.
亦都喺诗篇入边讲到一个义人系会得到平安同埋顺利。
Let's turn to Psalm 72.
我哋先睇诗篇第七十二篇。
Psalm 72.
诗篇七十二篇。
72 verse 7。
七十二篇嘅第七节，诗篇七十二篇第七节。
Verse 7。
在他的日子，义人要发旺。大有平安，好像月亮长存。
So here tells us that the righteous will flourish.
这里讲到义人会发旺。
and they will have prosperity.
佢亦都会顺利。
So Paul also teaches us this.
所以保罗亦都教训我哋。
He said that if we want peace in our lives,
佢话如果我哋想喺我哋生活入边有平安
，then we have to do what is right.
我哋就需要做啱嘅事情。
Let's look at Philippians.
我哋圣经腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 4。
腓立比书四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书嘅第四章。
Philippians chapter 4 verses 8 to 9.
腓立比书四章第八到第九节，第八节，弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念，你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行，赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
So here Paul tells us that if we do whatever is right,
这个保罗告诉你，如果我们做对的事情，
if we do whatever is pure,
如果我们做的事情是纯全的，
whatever is excellent,
是好的，
then the God of peace will be with us.
神赐平安的神就会与我们同在。
So one of the reasons why we may not have peace is because of our sins.
所以我们有时候得不到平安的原因是因为我们有罪。
Therefore we have to change ourselves and become righteous.
所以我们需要改变自己成为一个义人。
And then peace will come to us.
然后平安就会临到我们了。
What is another reason for people to lose peace?
另外一個原因，為什麼人會失去平安呢？
People may lose peace because they feel they cannot control what is happening to them.
人會覺得沒有平安，是因為他們覺得發生他們身上的事，他們不能夠控制。
As we mentioned before,
就好像我們之前所提過，
feeling peaceful means that everything is all right in our world.
覺得平安的定義就是我們覺得世界上所發生的事情是可以的。
And that we feel secure.
我们觉得安全。
And we feel that everything is calm and tranquil around us.
我们觉得每一件事都很平静安稳的。
But when something happens that's outside our control,
但当一些事情在我们控制范围以外，
when we feel that we cannot do anything about it,
当我们觉得我们不能够做任何事情，
that is when we lose peace.
这个时候就是我们失去平安的时候。
We can take the example of Job.
我们可以拿约伯来做一个例子。
He was a righteous and blameless man.
他是一个义人，也是无可指责的义人。
He had wealth.
他有财富。
He had position.
他也有地位。
And he had a loving family.
他也有一个慈爱的家庭。
Let's look at Job chapter 1.
我们请看约伯记第一章。
Job chapter 1.
约伯记的第一章。
Job chapter 1.
约伯记一章
verses 1-3，
第一到第三节。约伯记第一章第一到第三节，第一节，乌斯地有一个人，名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。他生了七个儿子，三个女儿。他的家产有七千羊、三千骆驼、五百对牛、五百母驴，并有许多仆婢。这人在东方人中就为至大。
So we can imagine that Job has a very peaceful life.
我们可以想象得到约伯是一个非常平安的生活。
He has everything that he could need.
他有所有他所需要的东
西。And he must be happy and content.
他都是非常的开心，也都满足。
But then, in the space of one day,
但突然之间是有一天，
his whole world turned upside down.
他的生命
His whole world,
他的整个世界变了，反转了。
And he lost everything that he had.
他失去了所有他拥有的东西。
Let's look at chapter 1.
我们再看第一章。
Verses 13-19.
13-19节。13-19节。有一天约伯的儿女正在他们长兄的家里吃饭喝酒。有报信的来见约伯说，牛正耕地，驴在旁边吃草，示巴人忽然闯来，把牲畜掳去，并用刀杀了仆人，唯有我一人逃脱，来报信给你。十六节，他还说话的时候，又有人来说， 神从天上降下火来，将群羊和仆人都消灭了，唯有我一人逃脱，来报信给你。十七节，他还说话的时候，又有人来说，加勒底人分作三队，忽然闯来，把骆驼掳去，并用刀杀了仆人，唯有我一人逃脱，来报信给你。他还说话的时候，又有人来说，你的儿女正在他们长兄的家里吃饭喝酒，不料有狂风从旷野刮来，击打房屋的四角，房屋倒塌在少年人身上，他们就都死了，唯有我一人逃脱来报信给你。
So we can imagine how Job could must have felt.
我们可以想象到约伯他怎样感觉。
His wonderful contented life has ended in such a disaster.
他一个好好的生活变成一个的灾难。
And yet he did the right thing in this circumstances.
但在这种情况之下，他都是做正确的事情。
Instead of doubting God,
他没有来到怀疑神。
He did not curse God.
他也没有诅咒神。
Instead, he turned to God for help.
相反的，他去到神的面前寻求帮忙。
When he felt that things were outside his control,
当他觉得这些事情已经不是在他控制范围之内，
he did not keep asking why, why did this happen to me?
他没有继续地问，为什么这些事情发生在我身上？
Why did you do this, God?
为什么你要这样做呢，神啊？
Instead, he turned to God for help.
相反的，他去到神的面前求救。
He knew that everything is from God.
他知道所有的事情都是从神而来。
Therefore, to turn to God is the right thing.
所以寻求神是一件对的事情。
Let's look at chapter 1 verses 20 to 22.
我们请看一章20到22节。一章20节，约伯便起来撕裂外袍，剃了头，伏在地上下拜，说，我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归活，赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。在这一切的事上，约伯并不犯罪，也不以神为愚妄。
So it tells us in verse 22, in all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing.
所以二节入边讲到喺呢一切事上面，约伯都冇犯罪，都冇以神为愚妄嘅。
Yes, often disaster happens in our lives.
冇错嘅，经常喺我哋生活入边都会有灾难发生。
And things happen that we cannot control.
有好多事情都唔系我哋控制到嘅。
And we may lose the peaceful lives that we have.
咁我哋就会失去咗我哋所拥有嘅平安嘅生活。
But then we should stop and think.
但我哋唔应该再谂落去。
We should think that who has the control of our lives?
我哋要谂下边个能够控制我哋嘅生命咧
？And who is the one that we worship and trust?
亦都要谂下边个系我哋所敬拜同信靠嘅咧
？Is it not God?
唔系神咩
？Yes, we have lost peace.
冇错，我哋系失去咗平安。
But that is perhaps God's doing.
但可能系神嘅作为。
If we want to have peace again,
如果我哋想再得到平安
，then we need to turn to God.
我哋需要再去寻求神。
We have to rely on him.
我哋要依靠佢。
And we have to have faith in him.
我哋都需要对佢有信心。
We must remember that he is our peace.
我哋要知道记得佢系我哋嘅平安。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
我哋请睇以赛亚书。
Isaiah chapter 26.
以赛亚书第二十六章。
Isaiah chapter 26.
以赛亚书第二十六章。
Chapter 26 verses 3-4.
第三到第四节，以赛亚书第二十六章第三到第四节，第三节，坚心倚赖你的，你必保守他们十分平安，因为他倚靠你。你们当倚靠耶和华直到永远，因为耶和华是永久的磐石。
So here it says that if we trust in God，
呢个讲到如果我哋信靠神。
If we keep on trusting him,
如果我哋继续嘅信靠佢
，then the Lord will keep us in perfect peace.
神就会保守我哋十分嘅平安。
Because he is our rock,
因为佢系我哋嘅磐石。
And he is our God forever.
佢系我哋永远嘅神。
So therefore, when disaster falls on us,
所以当灾难喺我哋身上发生嘅时候
，when we lose peace,
当我哋失去咗平安
，we should not depart from God.
我哋唔应该离开神。
We should remember that God is the source of peace.
我哋要记住神系平安嘅来源。
And if we stay with Him,
如果我哋与佢同在嘅话
t Then he will give us peace again.
祂會再一次的賜給我們平安。
And he will resolve all our problems.
祂會解決我們一切的問題。
And we have to cast our burdens on him.
我們需要將我們的重擔卸給祂。
Our worries, give them to the Lord.
我們的愁煩都是交給神。
And all our stresses, we can hand them to God.
我們所有的壓力都能夠交給神。
And just keep trusting him.
只要信靠祂。
Like it tells us in the book of Psalms.
就好像詩篇所說的。
Psalm 55.
詩篇第53篇。
Psalm 55.
詩篇第53篇。
Psalm 55 verse 22. Psalm 55 verse 22.
詩篇五十五篇 ，sorry， 詩篇五十五篇第
22
節。詩篇五十五篇第二十二節。
Psalm 55 verse 22.
詩篇五十五篇第二十二節，你要把你的重擔卸給耶和華，他必撫養你，他永不叫義人動搖。
So here it says, cast your cares on the Lord.
就讲到将我哋重担交俾神。
And he will sustain you.
佢就会抚养你。
He will never let the righteous fall.
佢唔会令到义人动摇。
So therefore, when we lose our peace,
所以当我哋失去平安嘅时候
，we only need to keep trusting God.
我哋只需要继续嘅信靠神。
And God will give us peace again.
而神就会再次赐俾我哋平安啦。
To obtain this peace.
去得到这个平安
we should also pray.
我们需要祷告
In our prayers, we kneel before the mercy seat of God.
当我们祷告的时候我们是跪在神的施恩座前
We tell God our problems and our concerns.
告诉神我们的问题我们的顾虑
And we are letting him know what is in our hearts.
我们都让他知道究竟我们心里面的问题是什么
Perhaps our prayers will be answered.
或许我们的祷告会被回答
But even if God does not give us an answer,
就算神不给我们一个答案
at least we can feel peace.
最少我们都能够感觉到平安
because we have entrusted our burden to the Lord.
因为我们已经将我们的重担交给神了
We lost peace because something happened that we could not control.
我们失去平安因为有些事发生我们身上不可以控制得到
But by entrusting through prayer,
但是当我们通过祷告来到交给神
We tell God that we trust him.
我们告诉神我们信靠祂。
And we tell him that we know he can solve our problems.
而我们都知道祂可以解决我们的问题。
Meanwhile, we can only wait and see what God does.
同时我们可以等候看看神会怎样工作。
But at least we don't need to worry.
但最少我们都不需要再去忧虑。
For we are relying on him.
因为我们已经是信靠祂了。
And we can be free of our burden.
我们可以从这个重担边揭释了。
And we can be at peace again.
我们可以再次得到平安。
Let's turn to Philippians.
我们再看腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书的第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Verses 6-7.
第六到第七节，腓立比书第四章第六节，第六节应当一无挂虑，只要凡事藉着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
So this is a passage that we all know very well.
这一段是我们非常熟悉的经节。
It tells us that when we are anxious about something,
佢讲到当我哋对一啲事情有所忧虑嘅时候
，and we want to have the peace of God,
而我哋希望得到从神而嚟嘅平安
，what we have to do is to pray to God.
我哋所需要做嘅就系向神祷告
，and pray with thanksgiving to God.
而祷告亦都加上感谢。
And here it says, present your requests to God.
又讲到将你嘅需要话俾神知。
And then God will give us the peace.
然之后神就会赐俾我哋平安啦。
When we present our requests to God,
当我哋呈现我哋嘅要求向神呈现
，we are entrusting to God.
我哋其实系信靠神嘅。
And we are giving our problems to God.
我哋将我哋嘅问题俾咗神。
And therefore.God will give us peace.
所以神就会赐给我们平安了。
And it says here in verse 7 that He will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
这个第七节就讲到他会来到保守我们的心怀意念。
And we will have peace until we see what is God's arrangement.
我们会得到平安当我们见到神的安排。
Jesus also told us that we have the Counselor.
主耶稣亦都话俾你知，我哋有呢个保惠师。
Which is the Holy Spirit.
呢个就系圣灵啦。
This Counselor is also there to help us overcome the troubles of this world.
呢个保惠师亦都喺嗰度，当我哋遇到困难嘅时候嚟帮助我哋。
And by relying on the Holy Spirit,
当我哋信靠圣灵嘅时候
，we can obtain peace.
我哋都能够得到平安。
Let's turn to Romans.
请睇罗马书。
Romans.
罗马书。
Chapter 15.
十五章
Romans chapter 15 verse 13
十五章十三节罗马书十五章十三节十五章第十三节但愿使人有盼望的神因信将主般的喜乐平安充满你们的心使你们藉着圣灵的能力大有盼望
So here tells us again May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace
这里再次告诉你们愿神愿使人有盼望的神将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心
But here says But you have to trust in him
但这里讲到我们需要信靠他
Then when we trust in God
当我们信神的时候
We will overflow with hope
我们就会被盼望所充满
By the power of the Holy Spirit
是通过圣灵的能力
And soWe will obtain peace in the Lord.
所以我们会从神里面得到平安。
So therefore, if we lose peace because things happen that we cannot control,
所以当如果我们失去平安的原因是因为有些事情我们控制不到。
We know that we have to turn to God.
我们知道我们需要去归向神。
And instead of cursing God or doubting God,
我们不应该来到咒骂神或者是怀疑神。
Instead, we turn to him and rely on him.
相反，我哋去寻求佢，去揾佢。
We remember that he is the one who has control of our lives.
我哋要记得佢系控制我哋生命嘅神。
And therefore, he is the one who can give us peace again.
佢就系嗰个能够再一次赐俾我哋平安嘅神。
So in conclusion,
所以喺总结嚟讲。
We are the children of God.
我们是神的儿子。
But we still have to exist in this world.
但我们需要在这个世界上生存。
Therefore, we cannot escape from the pressures and worries of this world.
所以我们不能够逃避世界上的压力或者是忧虑。
But we are much more blessed than other people.
但我们比起世界上其他的人更加受到祝福。
Because we can find shelter and comfort in the Lord Jesus.
因为我们可以从主耶稣那里得到保护和安慰。
And in him we can find the source of peace.
从他那里我们可以找到平安的来源。
Because Jesus told us.
因为主耶稣告诉我们知。
Peace I leave with you.
我留下平安给你们。
My peace I give to you.
我的平安我赐给你。
So may we remember this.
希望我们都记得。
And may the peace of the Lord Jesus be with us always.
都愿主耶稣的平安永远同我们同在。
Let's sing him.
去再唱诗。
163
首。